I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss Structure, Accountability Results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. Scheduled to join us next is Ken Danico, who's an NHL Network studio analyst, and just looking him up on Wikipedia, and Cakes was pointing out he won 3 Stanley Cups.
So
played
silly.
20 seasons with the New Jersey Devils.
Yep. He's the career games played leader for that franchise.
And so, my brother lives in Summit, New Jersey, and I asked him about him, and he has a son who's playing super competitive hockey, and he was like, yeah, that guy's awesome, tough guy. He's the Devils announcer.
Right.
So he's the locker of New Jersey.
Yeah, he's got the hardware to prove it. I mean, 3 Stanley Cups in your career, that's a pretty amazing accomplishment. Caps are still trying to get one. Just trying to get that first one after all these years.
I do think we're over.
And apparently he played without several teeth for years, so he was like Ovi.
I mean, he played in the 80s and 90s. I'm sure he was missing some chiclets.
I do think we're going to win this series, and I do think that we're over the hump. Like, beating Pittsburgh was a huge psychological win for them.
Absolutely.
And I said at the time, I said before it happened, if they beat them, they're going to win the cup. And I honestly, I do think that. But I'm still, for some reason, I'm scared about this game. Because is it really going to be this easy, though, to get to the... Because if they win tonight, Cakes,
then you're calling
I will guarantee... The victory.
If they win tonight, you won't come in here with a fresh broom tomorrow.
Oh, sure.
I think you should do that. That's
we'll come in here and we'll just start sweeping up. We'll do sweeping broom bits.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to
Cakes' bits versus EB's porky pigging bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't need to tell.
How about this? If they win the cup, you and I porky pig the show.
You can porky pig
Come
it.
Come on, why not?
I'll celebrate in my own way. I don't need to do the show pantsless.
He'll celebrate with the...
For the bit.
He'll celebrate with the fourth beer.
Valdez would do it. Valdez would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Valdez would do it porky regardless pigging, of the outcome.
Porky pig is just
I'll do it the last hour.
It's just such a bad look.
No one's going to see it. It'll just be humorous during the breaks.
Even if people don't see it, there's just something unnatural about wearing your shirt and having no pants on.
Right.
It just doesn't connect.
I agree.
Something about it's just weird.
I'm real close to, if they win the cup, will I porky pig it?
Now you're talking porky pig, like not underwear. You're talking butt naked.
Butt naked.
Below the waist. From the waist.
Yes. Now, of course, that would be just in here. Now, yes. If I go and I get a coffee.
Well, you can't walk around.
Yeah, I mean, go to jail.
You get fired.
Let's just do sweatpants that day.
Okay, sweatpants every day.
I know, but without underwear, and you just do like lurch, you just drop them.
At least you have a stir.
Right. I have a what?
Stir.
That's so bad.
I don't even understand. Do you understand? The
stir is hanging out. When you're out getting coffee.
Yeah, I'm out on porky pigging. I can find another way if the Capitals were fortunate enough to win a Stanley Cup.
I don't think you guys could porky pig in there because there's too many people could see you guys. We'd have to do a whole newspaper
thing. By the way, here's the bigger takeaway, and Grant and Danny brought this up yesterday.
Our next guest isn't going to join us.
It doesn't look that way. And it's a good point. Is the station going on a road trip if the Caps make the Stanley Cup final? Because, hello,
I'm down.
It doesn't happen every year.
It's exciting. Road trips are exciting.
It never happens. It hasn't
happened
in the last
20 years.
It doesn't
matter if we want to go or don't want to go.
That's all, folks.
Thank you,
Porky. We have no say in it.
That is true.
Doesn't matter if we want to go. They don't care.
By the way, Drab, is Ken Danico going to join us in the next segment?
No, I said we're keeping that open. Yeah,
got you. Well, should mention Mike Knuble is going to be on with Grant and Danny at 11 o'clock. D'Angelo Hall in studio at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Scheduled. Everything
Correct.
Is always scheduled in the world of radio.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's the way it generally works. And, of course, you can hear the Caps drop the puck here on 106.7 The Fan for Game 3 live from Capital One Arena. And the Rooster, Chris Russell, will be on site doing the pregame starting at 6:30.
Drab, you think it's going to be a Caps victory tonight, right? If you had to predict a score?
Yeah. I'll take 3-1.
I'm going to predict 4-3.
more of a squeaker than usual.
A little bit more of a squeaker.
I think it's going to be butt tight. It's going to be a freaking war. There's no chance we're going to boat race them three straight games. They're too good.
Unless the Caps
the first game was 4-2.
Unless the Caps are in the Lightning's head at this point.
Although, weren't they up 4-zippy?
Who,
in game one? Yes.
Was it 4-0?
I've forgotten.
I'd have to go back and
look at
the box score.
They were up 4-zippy, and then Tampa scored a couple
goals.
Maybe
the Caps are in Tampa Bay's head. Maybe they know the series is basically over.
All right, why don't we do it? We're waiting for him, right? We don't know if he's going to call.
Yeah, don't worry about him right now.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Ken Danica.
All right,
in my mind, he's not coming on the show.
We need predictions. We need Caps fans' predictions.
I've got a 4-3 Caps win. They take a 3-0 series lead. If you want to chime in on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. And then I think the foot may be off the gas pedal a little bit in game four.
Why would they do that?
Not intentionally.
If they win the third game, they're sweeping them. It's almost a guarantee.
You know, Golden State lost a game in the previous round. Rockets lost a game in the previous round.
I think
that's what's been great about this playoff run for the Caps is even when they're up, they're not retreating and going into a defensive shell and hey, let's hang on to this lead for dear life. They're going for it. That is what you can say about this Caps squad is that they're still staying aggressive throughout the game. They're not just trying to nurse a 1 or 2 goal lead. And that's what you'd like to see that this deep into the playoffs.
If they win tonight, they are going to sweep them. I mean, I'd almost make a big bet on that. They're just going to, I mean, they've sucked the will out of them if you're up 3-0. It's over. It's fait accompli. Everybody knows it.
I hope you're right. I hope that's what happens.
But I truly don't think they're going to be up 3-0. I think they're too good. We've been playing
Tampa's
so
too
well.
Good.
Yeah, we're due a little bit of a dud. You know, hoping maybe
possibly.
Had a soft puck or two go through. You know, and this would be a real series.
I think Tampa just has to be questioning themselves because after they dropped their opener against the Bruins, they reeled off 4 straight wins. They dispatched them rather quickly in 5 games. And now, I mean, the only way I can describe it is they've run into a buzzsaw. And they have, through 2 games, they have no answers whatsoever for the Washington Capitals. And they're facing a very consistent goalie in Braden Holtby. Their guy, who is a Vezina Trophy finalist, has looked shoddy through 2 games, allowing 10 goals. I mean, they have to be questioning themselves 2 games into the series.
Right. All right, let's bring in CK around. Let's bring in CK about this road trip thing. Because my contention is, I don't think it matters what the Caps do. They're not going to send us. They're not going to pay for all of the expense
CK,
of sending
CK
us.
CK can speak for himself, but he's dealt with us for years
and
years, whether he was
a
producer handling behind the scenes details, whether he's the program director dealing with kind of the money side of it. And he knows that 2 out of 4 junkies will complain about any trip anytime. So
correct.
There might be part of them that's willing to send another show versus us because we complain
well,
too much.
The other shows are also cheaper. We're 4 plus.
True.
At least Drabby traveling.
Yeah, but if it's Vegas, the junkies can have some weight for cheaper lodging.
That's true.
Oh, we could pull some strings because we do have some connections.
That's so true. What is the likelihood if the Caps reach the NHL finals that the station would support a trip like that?
50-50? I don't know.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
It's a race.
It's a great odds.
No, that's spin. That's spin.
I did price it yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I did spend some time pricing both Vegas and Winnipeg.
Well, I'm guessing Vegas is more expensive than Winnipeg.
No, I would say Winnipeg's more.
Oh, because Winnipeg's more remote, tougher to get to.
You stay there for $20
in any hotel. International travel.
Relax, is my initial lead. Oh, my God. People
always
just love to jump down
cakes.
Your throat.
Always bet against cakes.
That's true.
You can go to Vegas cheap. They want people to come to Vegas.
Yeah, they're dying for you to come and spend all their money.
And you can stay at the Luxor for like $50.
Right. There's a lot more flights.
Yeah.
So the flights are like $200 more per ticket now, you know, versus...
Right.
Versus Vegas.
So if they played Vegas, this is a huge leap that we win in Vegas. What are the likelihood that the station would
Here's
support?
What I'd say. If a sponsor wants to sponsor you guys going and write a big check to cover it,
Tom C. Mooney,
the likelihood goes up a lot.
American so Gaming all they have to do is cover the cost. They don't have to do extra stuff.
Talk to our guy Jeff Freeman.
Stuff. Yeah, like when Grant and Danny went to Chicago last year for the NLDS, that was sponsored. It would not have happened otherwise.
Right. So, all about the sponsors.
But if the sponsor, they can't just pay for the airfare and all that stuff. They have to. What else do they have to do? What's the commitment?
I mean, this is not the Red Cross.
They want to make money. They want to sell the billboard.
Yeah, but there are years past we would have sponsors. As long as they covered the bill, we were good.
Yeah, no.
They want a little more.
Yeah, they want
more than a little
more. They want some
more
meat on that bone.
Yeah. No, I think it's – I would love to see a sponsor do it. I just don't see it happen.
By the way, if it was Winnipeg, all right, I have a passport. I believe Cakes didn't have a passport until he had to go to Aruba.
Correct.
So you have a passport.
Of course I have a passport. You're international traveler.
Does Jason Bishop
here.
Have a passport? Of course Does Eric he has. Bickle have a passport?
Yeah. Yeah, he goes to Atlantis all the time.
Of course I have a passport. Good.
Locked you would up. Like to go to Winnipeg.
Oh, I don't want to go to Winnipeg. I'm Team Danny with that. He was talking about it yesterday. I don't know why he was in Winnipeg.
I don't know where Winnipeg is.
It's on the West Coast, right? Or
no,
somewhere
no,
on the, more, in the Western
it's
region.
More central.
It's like above
it's
Minnesota?
Like above Minnesota. It's okay. Hurting. It's
above.
How far above?
I don't know how
is
far.
Is it super cold?
It could be a thousand miles above Minnesota.
Is
but
it
I don't
polar?
Think it's that, no, it's not that far. It's pretty close to
200
Minnesota.
200 miles, probably.
Okay.
I don't even want to go to Capital One Arena. So,
see?
I mean, yeah, I don't. If you're asking me, I would vote no. I don't want to go. But if everybody wanted to go for the adventure, I'd be willing to go. But it's not something I'm clamoring for.
Okay.
Kind of nice to ride a winning wave. Be fun.
Jump on the
Much
bandwagon.
Better if it's in Vegas. I mean, let's be honest.
The problem with Vegas is
even people in Winnipeg.
The time change
don't want to go to Winnipeg.
Is a killer.
It is a disaster.
The time change is a killer.
It's no fun.
It's not fun.
That's
true. Because you have to stay up until 3 in the morning. Like, we're doing the show. What time would we literally be doing the show from? Is it 4 to 8?
No, 3.
3.
3 on West Coast time.
Drab, do you want to go to Vegas?
No, I'm sized for Winnipeg.
What?
Yeah, because...
Nobody's ever said that before.
No, because it's the only time in my life I'd ever go to Winnipeg. I can go to Vegas anytime I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's nothing to do in Winnipeg.
I get sized for team dinners and shtick.
Okay,
I like
that too, but Winnipeg.
What am I going to go see the town? I don't care about any of that.
Who here wants to go? I'm guessing Jeeps wants to go because he likes to go to games. He went to a Bay Sox game yesterday. So Grant probably wants to go to anything.
Yes, Grant loves sports.
So
he really wants to go.
So Grant will go anywhere.
Yes.
He'd go to Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
Danny's
pro Vegas.
Well, I think
very anti Winnipeg.
Danny, want to come in?
He's very anti Winnipeg.
Yeah. Danny is, like, he doesn't complain as much. He probably enjoys it. He's a comic, so he's on the road.
Yeah.
So he probably doesn't mind traveling.
Yeah, so he's probably
much.
Sick of the road.
I asked him yesterday if he had a current passport.
Yeah. Does he have a current passport?
Yeah, but the road for Danny generally is, like, if he has a gig, like, in Gaithersburg. I think you were there over the summer, like, within the past few months. It's not Winnipeg. You don't want to go. Nobody wants to go to Winnipeg.
Winnipeg is a hard pass. It's one of the worst cities we have in the Western Hemisphere. It's like an abandoned shopping mall. Crime-ridden, frozen tundra, middle of nowhere, ultimate sadness. Anyone who wants to go is a psychopath.
Drab
t-shirt. Yeah. So, yeah. No to Winnipeg. Would love to go to Vegas. That would just be a delightful, calm, casual situation.
It's a different trip for you. It's a normal hour situation. For us, we'd have to get up at like 2 a.m. I mean, we wouldn't go to sleep.
Right.
Last time I went there and broadcast, I got full-blown case of shingles. My body broke down. I mean, legitimately got shingles. Diagnosed.
That was
boom.
Years ago. We just went for our JPO like 2 years ago.
We didn't broadcast
didn't
live.
Shingles.
We taped the show.
It's a good point.
We taped the show. Last time we broadcast live, I died.
Yeah, we'd be. You guys would be grinding.
Yeah.
The shows would have to be good. You'd have to figure out some way to get sleep.
Yeah, it's really, really hard.
Yeah, I'm losing my zeal already.
And it sounds like it's cost prohibitive to go to Winnipeg. Like, what's the difference in the cost? Like, X versus, like, what is it, honestly?
It's probably about...
Double?
No, it's probably like $400 per person. It's not that much difference.
Mm-hmm. Per day? Or does overall?
The flights are basically the
Well, difference. We should just come to an understanding. If the Capitals make it, which is a big, giant if.
When they make
JP's
it.
JP's already got them in the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, the whole conversation is bad form right now.
It's bad karma.
It's so casual.
Well, it's no worse than Grant planning the parade route. I heard that yesterday. What's he doing?
Yeah, that was off-putting.
I mean, that's even another step. The policy should be, if it's in Winnipeg, I'm with Danny, Team Danny, hard pass. Vegas, consider it. Nobody, Drab T-shirt wants to go to Winnipeg. That, in and of itself, should keep us all away from Winnipeg forever.
I just want to get out of my house.
Do you think you like them tonight? I like them to win the series. I don't think we're not going to sweep this team. We're not going to win tonight.
Tampa's too good. I know
exactly.
It sounds stupid to say it this way, the way the Caps have played, because the Caps have been unbelievable. This
right.
is a Capital story more than it is a Tampa story.
Correct.
But you saw every time that Tampa was given an advantage in game two power play goals right away. You saw when the Caps took the foot off the throttle in the third period. Highly skilled, two goals very quickly again for Tampa. I just can't believe they roll over and die.
They're not just going to lay down.
Yeah, they're not. I think they're too good, too talented. I think their coach is too good. So I don't feel great about tonight. I still think the Caps win the series.
They're going
to
win the
series. I picked them to win the series, but
it's going to be a war.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be this casual cakewalk.
Unless they win tonight. If they win tonight, it is a sweep.
Yeah, agreed.
Would you Porky Pig the show?
It's a great question.
If they sweep.
I have
if
to go get coffee all the time.
Yeah, but you can put your pants on and get coffee.
If I can pants for coffee? Happy to do that.
Fully naked.
Yeah, whatever.
He thinks I'm leaking dumps. It's by far,
that's
ED.
Nothing. It's very clinical.
He's getting dumped in the program.
We got to take a break. Thank you, CK. Thank you, Danny.
You guys have D'Angelo Hall in
studio at 1. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the show. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget, we're giving you 12 chances a day. Yes, 12 Rickies to win $1,000 in the 12K a day cash flash contest. Your next chance to win is coming up right at the top of the 10 a.m. hour. On the Sports Flash with Pete Medhurst, messages and data rates may apply, so keep listening for your chance to cash in, my
friends.
By the
way, Valdez, will you divulge what you guys were laughing about? I know what you guys were laughing about, but can you let our audience in on a couple nuggets that Adam
So Adam was giving us some details about his conquest over the past weekend at Living Room.
Right, and what did we learn?
I guess the place should be called Dining Room, where she was at, because...
kitchen or refrigerator?
Aww. Yeah, because I think Adam said she weighed around 200 pounds.
Right. And she was short. He said she was short.
Yeah, short. And then
you're talking about a ginormous woman. I mean, God bless her, but she has a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
And then also, let's say she would have beaten me in the Reggie Bush off that
Look
we had.
Look at me, Reggie.
Because you had the worst Reggie.
Yeah, because I had the worst Reggie.
Yes. Yeah, her Reggie trounces yours. Yeah.
Pummeled it.
Like, do you think, has there ever been a haircut there? you know what I'm saying? What would you say, Adam?
I mean, she claimed it was a feminism thing.
Did she have hairy armpits?
You guys disgusted?
Did she have hairy armpits?
No. Yeah, I can't believe it came up in conversation. Yeah.
Why, did you say, oh, my God?
No.
Were you alarmed? Was it alarming?
It wasn't alarming, but it caught me off guard.
It was a disclosure by her.
It paused the moment.
Here's the thing is that she felt the need to disclose it to him before, I guess, the unveiling.
Oh, she told you before.
I mean, it was as...
She warned you.
Yeah.
Like, of all the things to warn you about, that's what she warned you about?
Yeah, and... In the I didn't care.
There was a Reggie alarm that went off.
A Reggie alarm. Can we get one?
The Reggie alarm.
I think we have to. Yeah. Somehow. Just like an air raid siren. We dub it the Reggie alarm.
Right. When was the last time you saw a Reggie like that?
Probably never.
In your short career, never. Right?
Yeah, I mean, every girl I've been with.
It's never been like that, right?
Yeah, it's always been.
Right.
Yeah. Silly.
Right.
Reggie's not in the backfield.
Right. Yeah. Right. There's no Reggies on the roster in the past, right? This is your first Reggie.
Right.
Right.
Adam just drafted
him.
Huh?
I'm not going back. No.
You'd never sign another Reggie?
No, if I was that drunk, I would.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it didn't change anything. It was still silly.
Right. But it was so silly that you'd never want to see her again.
Yeah. Well, because yeah.
What did your boy say when you walked out with her?
Many words.
My roommate the next morning was Did you go fishing last night?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, we had a roommate. It sounded like it.
Yeah, we had a roommate that if he had a girl like that, he would sneak her in the house. You know what I mean?
I think Adam's girl is going to make a lot of noise going through the house.
Yeah.
Such a bad. So mean.
I'm sure she's a nice girl.
She's probably a way better person
than
Adam.
She's probably having the same conversation with her friends about Adam.
Right.
And then I couldn't fit in the uniform.
I mean, Drab's probably right. I mean, when I took off my shirt, it wasn't silly.
Right. You know? Did you make sure that the lights were off?
Anything made you look more fat.
Yeah.
When you went to the group of four ladies at the living room, how did the other ladies?
Dining room, JP.
Yeah, my God. I mean, two of them were dimes.
Two of them were dimes.
No, that's not true. Because dimes don't hang out with linemen like that.
I'm going to hang out with these two. I think
some dimes have, you know, the protection. She was like their security guard.
Right.
She looked like a bouncer.
They needed a bouncer.
Before you know it, you've had 3,000 calories.
You had sex with the bouncer.
Oh, it was a good night.
Yeah. Oh, God bless you, man. You know, what did I tell you? What was my advice to you? I told you you should never turn anything down, right?
Yeah, I mean, you said if it feels silly, it feels silly.
I've asked you this.
I'm living my life by that now.
I've asked you this before. When is the last time you had sex with somebody where both of you were sober?
It's never occurred.
It's been a long time.
Has it ever occurred in your life?
Well, I would always, you know, take a shot or something before and to get, you know, liquid courage.
Right.
No, but maybe you have a second encounter with the lady that you go on a date with.
I mean, he's never followed.
The next morning we're sober and I've done that, but I mean that's you're still hungover.
Right.
And you're still making
decisions. Has follow up dates.
Like in college he had a girlfriend, right?
Yes, for a brief period of time.
How brief?
During that
it was like 4 months.
You had to have had some sober sex at that point, right?
Probably not.
No, not with her.
Really? In
college. She just would go out.
Man.
He doesn't know what
high school?
No. Yeah.
You've never had sober sex?
No, I the next morning.
The next he's had hungover. The closest thing he's ever had. Can you imagine his breath?
The morning after?
Oh,
I'm an alcoholic.
Alcoholic. All right, people are going to chime in here on the cast. We'll move on to
Adam. We'll pivot
at this point. I am fascinated by Adam. All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Mike in Gaithersburg. Huge game tonight. Try to focus here, Cakes. Yeah. Come on. Let's stay on task.
Yeah, let's get our eyes on the prize here.
Mike, are you fascinated by AWOD?
I'm absolutely fascinated.
Really?
Yes, I agree. I am Team AWOD. For some reason, I am.
Yeah, I'm on the fence.
All right, what do you think? What do you think about tonight?
I think Tampa Bay lays an egg. I think they're nervous. I think that the cap supporting cast, like TJ Oshie and Orpik and especially Verano, they're really coming around. And I just think they have too much talent. I think that they've proven themselves by beating Pittsburgh. And this team is not Pittsburgh. And if you were to actually, I think, put Pittsburgh up against Tampa Bay, I think Pittsburgh would beat them. And the fact that we beat Pittsburgh, I just think, you know, by that, you know, law of math, I think we're just going to get it done. And I think we're going to win 4-1 tonight.
4-1.
That's good. Well, convincing.
If that happens, we're going to sweep them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe you can
The way Braden Holtby is playing, it is possible that they only give up one or two goals in a game. That's basically what he's doing. He's just a tick above two goals allowed per game. Save percentage right around 92-ish percent, tickling 93.
Mm-hmm. You never know what's going to happen in an individual game, but I agree with most of what he said. The Caps have been the better team in this series. They were better than the Penguins. They were better than Columbus. Even those two games they lost to Columbus, very close games, lost in overtime. I don't see any reason to believe that it's going to change.
Well,
now, I think that a team will battle. And they're a very good team, but I just don't think they're as good.
Let's say they were better, like 60-40 better.
Yeah.
Like 60% of the game they dominated, 40%. Well, the other 40% could win.
Correct.
Yeah. Let's go to...
I just have a vibe coming home. Like they closed out the Pens on the road, right?
Yes. Game 6.
They haven't been home in a while. That arena is going to be buzzing. I think that home ice will matter. They'll get the win tonight.
They'll be buzzing in the beginning of the game, but there's often lulls where it's very quiet, especially if it's like, you know, like you've just given up a goal or something. You can hear the skates. You can hear everything sometimes.
Well, for the most part, they've been the team that scores the first goal.
That's right. They've been coming out of the gates hot.
Let's go to Les McLean. Les, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, Junks. Love the show.
Thanks, you, Les.
Man. What's going on?
I need your help because I don't know. I'm conditioned as a 52-year-old Homer DC sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
The DC curse, is it really? How are you guys leaving that in the past so easily? I try to believe. I'm excited about the Caps. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like, God forbid, Tampa Bay somehow, let's say they boat raced us, Eric, tonight.
Yeah.
Don't those thoughts start to creep back in your mind or no?
I mean, me as a fan, maybe, but I don't think, first of all, I don't believe that there's a curse. I think they've been unfortunate. They've played poorly. They haven't taken advantage of opportunities. They've been unlucky, but it's not a curse.
I think that Ovi, now that he's vanquished the Penguins, he can taste the cup. He knows this is probably the closest he's ever going to get. So he is not going to waste or squander this opportunity.
I don't know if he thinks that it's the closest he's ever going to get. Like, people act like 32 is 40. It's not ancient.
Well,
There aren't that many guys
skating around it. But I will say this, Les.
Okay, I understand that.
The way he plays.
But, okay, that's true.
I will say this, Les, that if they do lose, though, it does change the dynamic of the series immediately. And we've seen this many, many times. Look, there may be a 39-2 history of being up 2-0 at this point, but teams do come back overall down 2-0. Happens all the time. We did it in the first round. If we lose tonight at 2-1, and then suddenly, you know, they play well again, it's a 50-50 game, and we're on the wrong side of it, then you've lost home ice. Now you're chasing your tail. So it can change very, very quickly. I will admit that.
And I also don't believe in the curse. The reality is most of the teams haven't been good enough. The Redskins have been a poor franchise for 20 years. It's not a curse. They've had a couple cracks at getting to the semifinal round,
right,
and they failed because they had counterfeit teams.
Well, the curse refers to the teams, though, that make the postseason and then don't do anything.
I get it, but most of those teams, like the Wizards, they never really had a realistic shot to get the Eastern Conference Finals. Nobody really
thought
the same. The
Caps and the Nats were title contenders on paper and were never able to break through.
Yeah.
But I also think luck is a huge part of that. Luck and good fortune. And
matchups,
you know, yeah, there's a lot of
depends. Won a couple Stanley Cups, yeah. Got over the hump. Yeah. I just think they've been the better team. Keep it simple. Usually the answer is the most simple thing. Who's the better team? The Caps. They should win the series.
It doesn't always happen that way. If it did, sure, then the one seeds would be winning every year.
I get it.
It doesn't happen that way, especially in the NHL.
800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up next, Todd Furman's going to join us. We'll talk about the landmark Supreme Court decision that has legalized sports betting all across America. Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Reminder, coming up on Grant Danny's show next after us, they'll be joined by Mike Knuble, former Capital, at 11 o'clock. Tell us why he believes this Capitals team is different than the teams of the past. And D'Angelo Hall is going to join him in studio.
Very nice. For like an hour.
Redskins corner, who has been with the team for the last 10 years.
Yep.
Sounds like he's got a network deal in the mix. Sounded like NFL Network when you just listened to what he said.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll be Chris great. Russell and Nick Ashew last night.
He will be great on television.
Yep.
So he will join the boys at 1 p.m. But joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is Todd Furman. He's a guy who was a former odds maker at Caesar's Palace. Now he's the co-founder of Bet the Board podcast. And he's joining us to talk about the impact of the Supreme Court decision, which came down yesterday, which apparently is going to allow gambling all across the country in sports, depending on the states. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, gentlemen. Definitely a big day for sports gambling, but it's anybody's guess as to how this sports gambling landscape will look in individual states until we actually see it implemented.
Yeah, Todd, I saw a headline yesterday after this was passed. It said Vegas is going to be a big winner with this legislation being passed. How is that the case that Vegas is going to do well with all these other states joining in on legalized gambling?
Well, a big part of it is that a lot of the large casino operators that have done so well in sports betting here will be the exact same operators that will now have strong footholds in the other states that are going to start to offer sports betting. So your MGM Mirages, your William Hills, your Caesars Entertainment, they're all going to have very strong presences just the same way in New Jersey's, Mississippi's, and other states as they start to come online. Everyone makes the case that, oh, well, Nevada's going to start to lose some of its monopoly. But I'll go the other way and say, when you're talking about some of the marquee events that take place throughout the course of the winter, do you really want to spend 72 hours in Atlantic City, or would you much rather come out to where we have fun in the sun out here in the desert?
Now, this is a decision which I think you said you knew it was coming, but it surprised people in the industry maybe that it came a bit early.
Exactly. I think a lot of people had kind of gotten themselves so hyped up for the Supreme Court early in May when it wasn't heard. They figured, okay, there was a chance this was going to get pushed back to June, and that was going to be the time frame that everybody could start to ramp up. So when news broke yesterday morning, it spurred everybody into action, not only those of us creating content, but also those folks forced to mobilize around this whole industry and make sure that they could start putting together the infrastructure and getting their plan set to be able to flip the switch in some of those states that are going to be first to market.
All right, so explain. So I'm a casual sports bettor, okay? But I've got enough experience that I know, first of all, that I can't win. I know that is a fact. but I also know that I can make a bet anytime I want. It's not difficult for me. I know all the sites. You know, how does my life change as a casual sports bettor?
I think it doesn't change a ton for those folks that are already trying to find ways to make sports bets, whether you're sending money offshore or you're electing to bet through a corner bookmaker. A lot of those behaviors aren't going to all of a sudden go, you know what, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to go into my pocket. I'm going to take cash out of there, and I'm going to put the money up front to be able to bet. We know in this country that a lot of our great industry is built on the premise of buy now, pay later on credit, and that's exactly how the gambling industry has taken such a stronghold with corner bookmakers. But there is a group of individuals, those that haven't felt comfortable engaging in that kind of behavior, that want to do everything completely on the up and up, that may start to bet through legal channels. And then the other thing you have to wonder is in states where you're going to ultimately get legalized sports betting, you know, what does law enforcement do? For typically, bookmaking has been a slap on the wrist. Do the penalties get stiffer? Does it become a felony and provide deterrence for some of those corner bookmakers to go, you know what, the risk isn't worth the reward anymore unless it's my full-time occupation.
All right, so fill us in on the states that are most ready, and then fill us in on where Maryland and Virginia stand, and I guess Washington, D.C.
Maryland has started to mobilize, but they're not in that first tier of states that'll be able to get going. D.C. and Virginia appear to be states that are areas that are going to take a little bit longer to try and get everything together for sports betting. If you're looking at the first movers, New Jersey has plans to hopefully be able to take bets on the NBA Finals as early as the end of this month at Monmouth Racetrack. Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania, Mississippi appear to be that next batch of states looking to try and bring a product to market. The big question, though, for a lot of these, what will that product actually look like? Are we talking about traditional betting over-the-counter and brick-and-mortar establishments where there'll be mobile components built in? And I think states, rather than trying to hastily bring something out there ASAP, really need to make sure that they're creating the proper carves out for a long-term, sustainable sports betting marketplace with their eyes on being fully operational by the start of the NFL season.
Is the law now that's regulating sports betting essentially the same as the online poker laws, where it's kind of up to each individual state? Because I live here in Maryland, and it's still very, very different. I mean, I can play poker online, but my choices are very, very limited.
Yeah, poker's a little bit different. What was repealed yesterday in the Supreme Court was PASPA, the Professional Amateur Sports Protection Act. It doesn't have a carve-out for poker. So you hit the rewind button and go back about 10 years when there were a lot of poker operators trying to do, you know, national poker and basically create a giant pool of liquidity that regardless of where you signed up to play, you know, if it was through an existing casino, that you were going to have games. We've started to see progress made in that regard. Nevada and New Jersey have what's called shared liquidity now. So that's been a step in the right direction. But I think poker would be smart to kind of ride the wake behind sports betting, get itself into some of these markets. But at the same time, if every state is going to operate in a silo as its own separate entity, I'm not sure that's something that works to poker's advantage, because you obviously need enough bodies and a pool of players to create these games throughout the course of a 24-hour day, whereas sports betting, it's just me matching wits against an operator.
Joined by Todd Furman, former odds maker at Caesars Palace. Now he's got a podcast, the Bet the Board podcast, which you can check out. Now, I've seen comments from some of the leagues. Tell me where they are in the picture, whether it's the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball. Where do they come into play?
Well, I think the leagues are going to try and do everything in their power to get a piece of the pie. And what they've tried to do in anticipation of all this is propose what started as a 1% integrity tax, which was from the NBA and Major League Baseball, saying that they wanted 1 cent of every dollar that was wagered on sports. And while it doesn't seem like an awful lot, when you consider that the casino operator only makes 5 cents out of every dollar, that's essentially 20% of the win going to the leagues to kind of line their pockets. I don't see a scenario where a number that high is going to be in the equation whatsoever. Now, if that integrity tax is back down to maybe a quarter of a percent, you're going to see some states comply. But if you listen to Senator Raymond Lesniak in New Jersey, he basically says over his dead body, will the leagues get any piece of these gambling revenues? Because I think states see how it's worked in Nevada, and the leagues don't get a piece of the action here. And all that does is it takes money away from tax revenue, from the operators, and some of the public services that you can provide with that additional income. I think it's going to be a very interesting discussion to see how this ultimately takes hold, especially when you have the likes of Mark Cuban going on, you know, major news outlets yesterday saying, well, the value of my franchise essentially doubled with sports gambling being legalized.
Now, I've heard that the daily fantasy sites, the FanDuels, the DraftKings, the Draft, all those daily fantasy sites are going to benefit. Why is that? Is that because they have kind of the structure already in place?
They have a little bit of structure, and DraftKings has started to get their ducks in a row in terms of hiring sportsbook personnel, trying to figure out what kind of unique products they can offer that'll be different than some of the casino operators. There's a growing school of thought that they already have an existing database that they think is going to be an audience much more predisposed to betting sports. I have a slightly different mindset because I don't think there's always an overlap from a fantasy player to sports bettor, where sports bettors are more likely to engage in kind of both if that's how they started. But DraftKings is going to run into some of the same channels that if it's not something that's federally mandated and it's state by state, that would require all these daily fantasy sites to set up individual servers in states and only book to that individual jurisdiction. So I'm not quite sure that they're going to be able to flip the switch and be able to pit a player in California going head-to-head with a player in New York, which is going to limit some of their upside as well.
Todd, really great information. We appreciate it having you. Todd Furman, former odds maker at Caesars Palace, co-founder of the Bet the Board podcast. Hope to have you on again soon, man. Thanks.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you guys for having me. Really appreciate it.
Yep, absolutely.
I think, you know, we talked about this very early in the show, and Valdez made a point that, you know, for a lot of people, it's not going to change your behavior if you've been betting online, but I do think the events will be different. I think
definitely
that when you have a sports book at a casino for the NCAA tournament,
sure,
the place is, yeah, it's fun, it's jam-packed,
place to be
it's lively,
seen.
And then people make, you know, halftime bets.
It'll be a place to go on Sundays.
Right.
And if DraftKings all of a sudden has a sports gambling component, I see a lot of rebuys in my future because I am that guy where there is some bleed over. If I'm playing daily fantasy, of course I'm going to wager on some of the games. Why wouldn't I?
Well, also, you're a guy who will set up not just multiple teams,
yeah,
tens of teams.
Yes, I'm trying to catch up to Tommy DeLay, that's all. Because he'll put 100 teams out there every stinking Sunday of the NFL season. Now, they don't all usually hit, but he puts them out there.
All right, remember, on Grant Danny Show, Mike Knuble joins them at 11 o'clock to talk Caps Lightning. D'Angelo Hall in studio at 1 p.m. For Bish, who's been out sick. Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant Danny, next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.